All right, let's see here. So I'm looking at the questions here. Not that it matters, because either way, it's disgusting pedophilia, but I heard that Aisha was 11 when he consummated, but 9 when Muhammad married her. Which number is correct? The correct number is that he married her when she was 6 and consummated the marriage when she was 9. So that makes him a pedophile by anybody's definition. Isn't it amazing that 1.6 billion people in this world are following this pedophile Muhammad?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it's not because they want to. It's like you look at these Muslim countries, they're like 96% Muslim, 98% Muslim. Do you really think that many people are choosing to be Muslim?
No. It's like a state religion. I mean, they're basically forced to. And that if they were to say anything different, they're probably like, I mean, you think of like Mormonism too. Like when you're in that culture, you denounce it, you lose everything. You lose your job, you lose all that. So imagine that it's the state religion. And, or like for the country, imagine trying to get a job or even trying to not get killed.
At some of these places, they'll flat out, if you convert away from Islam, they'll flat out behead you.
Yeah.
You know, or and now here's the thing. These countries, because you'll look at the demographics on these countries and they'll have a percentage of people that are Christian. And you say, well, how can that be if they're only allowed to be, you know, Muslim? But what it is that, like, if you're already a Christian, like historically Christian groups within the country, if you're already a Christian, you can stay a Christian. But what's not allowed is you're not allowed to preach the gospel to Muslims or evangelize Muslims, and the Muslims aren't allowed to switch.
Is it like Israel where you can
yeah, so like that 1% that 1% Christian is like people who were already Christian like 150 years ago or 100 right. years ago, or like if I moved there or if you moved there and we check the box for Christian, you know what I mean, and they're not going to make us convert, but it's just that their people have to be Muslim and stay Muslim, right. And you can't now, you know, and I don't really have a lot of experience visiting Muslim countries, but like I have visited Jordan, Palestine, and Turkey. And I, you know, in Jordan and Palestine, the problem is virtually nobody spoke good enough English to really effectively give the gospel. But like in Turkey, you know, I was only in Turkey for like one day on a layover, but we gave the gospel to our tour guide. You know, and she was pretty receptive and interested, and she listened to everything that we had to say. Got through the whole plan of salvation with her. So, you know, I think if you're in these Muslim countries, you know, depending on how hardcore they are, I think Turkey is the one that's probably the least hardcore Muslim country. So you can you could easily get away with just witnessing to Muslims, you know. But what I always give advice to people that live in these hardcore Muslim countries is just to try to witness to the non-Muslims, try to witness to the foreigners. Like if they really want to get a lot of soul winning in, like we had the United Arab Emirates participate in the soul winning mega marathon, and they had a whole bunch of salvations because there's a large like guest worker population of Filipinos and stuff. And, you know, they're Catholic or Protestant or whatever, but you know, a lot of them aren't saved. So at least just evangelize them if nothing else. Right.
Yeah.
You could probably feel people out whether they're going to just freak out if you witness to them or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I bet it'd be hard though. It, especially if you're not from there, to like go into those areas. I mean, mm-hmm. I always joked with my friends. I said, if I'm not married by 35, I'm going to go into the Middle East and just preach the gospel until I'm like martyred.
That's the kind of thoughts that young people have.
Yeah. When you're younger and you're like, I'm not married yet.
Live fast, die young kind of thoughts but this is like a fundamental Baptist version of that.
Right, yeah. So. YOLO, man. YOLO. No, I'm just kidding.